Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. As we face the issues, we encourage you to join in the dialogue and the discussion. We're going to be discussing some very deep issues today, issues on a national, global level that I believe every Christian ought to be concerned about and interested in. I believe that it's time that we as Christians wake up, sit up, speak up, be heard and be seen. As we face the issues, let me remind you that we're going to do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on our decision and our discussions on this broadcast each and every day, not based on political ideological bent. It's not based on denominational dogma with the rites and rituals and rules and regulations. We try to base our broadcast and the discussion on issues based on the Word of God. What would God have us to do? How would he have us to respond? We're living in unusual days, to say the least. We're living in days where there is hysteria, panic, and fright, concern, and worry, I believe, on just about every hand. Perhaps I mentioned to you the other day I'd gone into Walmart just to pick up a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk, and the store looked like a bomb had gone off in it. Shelves half empty, everything strewn around rather than being neat as it's normally on the shelves. People walking around as zombies with their buggies half full or filled, just filling up with things that would come to mind as they passed down an aisle. And I thought then, this is a good example of what's happening on a national level. Our people across America today are living in hysteria, panic-stricken, frightened, fearful, and especially as Christians, ladies and gentlemen, God's Word says that he's not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Read that in your leisure. And yet there's a command in the Scripture that we're to be anxious, and that word anxious means to be worried, that we're to be worried for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that we're to make our requests known unto the Lord. And so I encourage you today to be thankful that God has given us life and health and breath. Be thankful that we still have a nation, though it is being ravaged on every hand, the foundations undermined and destroyed as we watch it happening. And we'll talk about that in today's broadcast. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know your stand on the issues that we're faced with today. I'd like to understand where you are in this scheme of things. Are you frightened? Are you worried? Are you stockpiling enough groceries and water and other staples for the next year? I know that I just heard the other day, just yesterday, in fact, that Publix is saying that any purchase made there, there will be no refund because they recognize that much of the buying is sporadic buying based out of fear, and they feel that 30, 60 days, people want to return much of the items. So they're saying no returns and no refunds. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to be careful that we see what's happening and we fathom it in from a biblical worldview and understand what to do. When we say a biblical worldview, I believe that's the view that every Christian ought to have. That is looking at everything through the lens of what does the Word of God say? What does Scripture say? How would God have us to respond in the world in which we're living today, and what's being said and done? In Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, the Scripture is very clear. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I believe that's a good text for today. So let me encourage you to be found faithful in that. I believe I have a call on the line. Go over with the question and comment, please.
Just wondering, could the government be through this, the way they're shutting everything down and everything? I wonder, could the government be getting ready to set up for the Mark of the Beast, give everybody an ID number, and then you can't go into any store unless you get the ID government number, which would eventually be the Mark of the Beast. Because the way they're shutting everything down now, this is could be an example of what could be happening in the future.
Very good question, and let me commend you for that insight and for that question. The answer is yes. What we're doing is watching the precursor of what shall take place after the rapture of the church. After the church is raptured out, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that's called the lawless one, the Antichrist will step on the scene, and he will rule this old world with an iron fist. He will be able to follow every human being, trace every individual, and it will be done so by a chip of some kind. And according to Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 through 18, it will be a mark, a chip, I call it, in the hand or the head, where every human being will be able to be followed, and every human being will be able to be traced on the globe. Now, how is that possible with what is happening today? And by the way, the latter portion of this broadcast today, stay tuned, because I'm going to touch on that very clearly and succinctly, because we're seeing that take place now. And I'll talk about it further in the broadcast, but Bill Gates is involved in a major push for the federal government to do a global tracking for every human being. We're watching that take place in some of the cities in California. Even now, they've engaged through their tracking system the drones with lights and speakers so that they can corral the people, watch the people, and tell the people where they're not to be gathered together, how they need to have the social separation, as it's being called, and how that's the need. We're watching the implementation of exactly what you're talking about in the future days, but that will ultimately come to full fruition after the rapture of the church. But thank you so much for your call and your insight on it, because you're on target and exactly right. And we need to, as I've said so often, I'll say again several times today, we need to, as Christians, look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. But as we face the issues, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, and that is truth. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus made a statement in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, truth is something that Nancy Pelosi is not looking for, Chuck Schumer is not looking for, and others in the left wing of what is called the government today, that is the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they're not looking for truth. We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast, with what they're doing as a sham on the general public and what they're trying to embed in a 1,400-page bill that has nothing to do with, much of what they're doing has nothing to do with the stimulus for the coronavirus pandemic that's taking place. It was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But let me commend some words to you, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be words of comfort and assurance and comfort to every Christian, and a sense of care when we understand truth and what truth is. Truth is the fidelity to the original, as I believe Webster's Dictionary calls it. It is the fidelity to the original. And it was Jan Hus, the 15th century church reformer and theologian, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that ought to be the position that you take today and that I take today. We need to take the position that we are not going to be concerned about feelings by others as much as we are that faith and not fear and standing on the truth before God based on the authority of God's word. This portion of the day's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you and sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff to explain and answer all of your questions about the power equipment and the hurricane preparedness equipment and all of the backup equipment that is sold at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road where the gigantic flag flows. 24/7, the flag is flying. Old Glory. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And during the balance of this broadcast, feel free to pick up your telephone and dial that number. Love to hear what you're doing, what you think. What are you seeing in your community, in your neighborhood? How are you faring under the load? What do you think about the mayor's latest mandates for the city of Jacksonville? What should we do? How should we respond? We're talking about today our nation's destiny decided by God or government. Will we allow our destiny as a nation to be decided by government or God? Ladies and gentlemen, for the believer, the Christian, the few things that should be top priority for us, that would be the Bible, the Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. Those are the documents, ladies and gentlemen, that we should look at first and foremost, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and recognize that our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our founding documents from our founding fathers were all fountainheaded out of the foundation of a Christian nation. The Christian nation's fundamental foundation is from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Our Bible, the Word of God, gives us insight, gives us wisdom from on high. It's God's revelation of himself to man. It's God's lamp unto our feet and light unto our pathway that we should be recognizing every day as we see what's happening around us with the spread of panic, hysteria, and fear. We should recognize as Christians that we ought to remain stable in our stand on the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, that God is rejected in America. His word has been banned, and our religious liberties are trodden underfoot. And what little we have left to date, ladies and gentlemen, is continuing to be eaten away at and undermined. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, what are the righteous to do if the foundations be destroyed? Psalms 11 and verse 3 reminds us. If our foundations are being destroyed, what are the righteous to do? That's a profound question from the Word of God. It's a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered by every Christian. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at it across America today, the state after state after state, we're seeing chaos and confusion and calamity and on the very verge of collapse of a nation as we know it today. Now, you may not see that. I see that. That's my position. You may have a differing position. Maybe you need to call in and let me know your position if it differs from that position that I'm setting forth today. I believe we're watching the chaos and the confusion, the hysteria and the panic, and it's placing us in a position of confusion and calamity, and it's causing our nation to be on the very precipice of decline and destruction. In fact, several of our politicians have said, those that are Christians, those that are watching very clearly, that even after this pandemic, America will never be the same. Now, if you don't believe that, go back to the last major cataclysmic event on a national level was 9/11. 9/11 brought in the Patriot Act. 9/11 brought in the FISA courts. And both the Patriot Act and the FISA courts are antithetical to anything that's called liberties and freedoms in America because it gives the federal government in secret courts and secret venues with counterintelligence agents like the FBI and the CIA and the DNI, et cetera, to trace citizens without us knowing it, without any authority, without any rationale behind it, other than the fact that they're going to determine, as they did, attempted to in the presidential election, try to determine who's going to be the next president. So that's some of the things that we faced with as the tectonic change in America after 9/11. And I see the very same type tectonic changes taking place in America today and shall grow more deeply and broader as this pandemic continues to spread. In fact, as President Trump just yesterday, last night, and this morning replayed some of his speech to the nation, and he said, we can't let this continue. He said, we talked about doing this for 15 days and then reevaluating. And he said, I believe that after 15 days, we need to consider allowing business to open back up, et cetera. And he's being castigated and condemned now by the left, the socialist, Marxist, Democrat leadership. They're condemning him for even talking about allowing America to go back to whatever situation or status of normalcy could be called. People are panicked, buying and hoarding and putting supplies away as though it's the end of the world. In fact, back during the days of the 9/11, had one of the parents that had a child in our school at the time, and he called and he said, Doc, is this the end of the world? We have people today that are seeing calamity take place, and they cannot, because of a lack of knowledge of the Word of God, because of a lack of understanding chronologically what God said is going to happen next, what's going to take place, there's panic in the hearts and the lives. Everyone seems to be sitting on the edge of the seat today with panic in the hearts, not knowing what's going to take place next and wondering about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the media, 24/7, it's the media's drumbeat today that's drumbeating and ginning up fear and a sense of hopelessness in the hearts of people. Ladies and gentlemen, while we're focused on the virus, the coronavirus, while we're focused on that and try to maintain good healthy hygiene, there are sinister forces, in my most humble opinion. Now, you can disagree with me. Perhaps there are some people that are saying that this is all normal because of this is a pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. There are more people killed each weekend in San Francisco, New York, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit than we found deaths in America because of the coronavirus. Now, calculate that. Yes, I understand this is a virus that's deadly. I understand this is a virus that is contagious. I understand this is a virus that has been unleashed on the globe by what I believe to be sinister motives behind China and their biochemical warfare laboratories that either by accident or purposely released this on the world. And now China's trying to say that it was caused by American soldiers bringing it over to Wuhan, China, and releasing it in China to blame it on China. And yet we have the media 24/7 parroting what the Chinese are now saying. And when you understand that the World Health Organization is in the pocket of China, that 90% of the World Health Organization funding is taken care of by China, they simply, the World Health Organization spokesperson simply is a mouthpiece for China. And they are the ones that first told the world that it's not transmittable between human beings. The World Health Organization is one that kept it sequestered from the world's knowledge for several, in fact, two or better months before it was made known on a global basis. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today some of the sinister forces that are planning to completely change America. The socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats, along with the names like George Soros and Bill Gates and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, are laboring 24/7 to implement what I simply call, ladies and gentlemen, a drastic, permanent, fundamental change for America. Now, let me say that again. We have these sinister forces with names like Chuck Schumer, Bill Gates, George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, laboring behind the scenes to carry out drastic, permanent, fundamental changes for America. Now, why should I be interested? Why should we as Christians be concerned? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we destroy our constitutional republic, if we destroy our religious liberties and the freedom of speech, it will destroy the churches. And if you don't believe that's potential, just look at what's happened to the churches across America in the past 10 days. Where the government says close and every church bows and bends the knee and says, yes, sir, and we close the doors of our churches. Now, had you asked me a year ago, 6 months ago, 90 days ago, would it be possible for the government to just give an edict and say, close the churches, and ask the question, would we do it? I would have said emphatically, absolutely not. But we watched it take place. We're watching a what I would call a dry run. We're watching the premiere take place where there is a running of its course to see how the citizens will respond to martial law, to the closure of the churches, and to the implementation of security devices that will track every citizen in the United States of America. It's already being done in China. China has the has implemented the artificial intelligence so that with facial recognition, every human being in China is being traced 24/7. With the social reward system that if you're a good person, you obey that, you do not cross where there's not a crosswalk, you tell on your fellow citizens for what they're doing wrong, then you will get the social score points that will increase on the numbers that will allow you to go to college, allow you to buy a car, et cetera, in the Chinese system. That's the same system, ladies and gentlemen, that we're watching being implemented in America today. These globalists want to destroy our constitutional republic and stand up a shadow government. I've talked about a shadow government for some time. The only way you can set up a shadow government is to destroy the fundamental foundation of the real governmental system. And we're watching that today as there's an attempt to destroy President Donald J. Trump and all that he's done to make America great again. They're trying to implement through the back door rules and regulations and laws that will destroy anything that's called the government that we have today and implement the shadow government to stand it up. You've got to destroy the constitutional republic in order to do so. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this shadow government was broadened dramatically and, may I say, basically implemented in its fundamental foundational stages by Barack Hussein Obama. And the design purpose was to bring about a fundamental change in America, as he said that he would do in his election campaign. And he did a good job of the implementation of the fundamental foundational guidelines to make that happen. And we're watching those running with it today. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, governors and mayors and city council and city county, city and county officials are issuing executive orders to supposedly protect all of us from the coronavirus. But let's look at some of the orders that's taking place. I want us to look at some of the things that's taking place on a national level and asking as we think about them, are these things that's being implemented really keeping us safe? Will it really protect us from the ultimate enemy that is called the coronavirus? Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm not trying to diminish or to in any way minusculize the reality of the deadliness of the coronavirus. But I am here to tell you and to remind you that on a global basis, we've had fewer people to die than we had so far this year in America alone with the common flu. We've had about 31,000 die this year from the common flu. Last year, we had about 50,000 to die in America from the common flu. On a global basis in 2019, I understand there was about 550,000 deaths from the common flu. We've reached nothing near that today, and yet it's deemed as a pandemic, and we have shut America down. Commerce is dead. Commerce is dying. Commerce is filing bankruptcy as we speak as a result of it. And churches will ultimately be harmed dramatically, and yet people are not recognizing that. My wife said the other day that for years and years and years, people have said, you know, I don't care if the church exists or not. I can stay home if I like. And I can always go back and the doors are open. And she and I have discussed it on many occasions where there'll come a day where people get in the car and drive down to the local church and see a sign closed, closed. Perhaps it's closed for lack of attendance. Perhaps it's closed for lack of care. Perhaps it's closed for lack of financial support. Perhaps it's closed because the government says close your church because we are ordering it. Ladies and gentlemen, when one church in, I believe it was Louisiana, tried to have services, law enforcement came in and said, cease and desist. And if you don't, we're going to send the National Guard out to close it. A group of Jewish people in New York had decided that we're going to obey the regulation and not go into the synagogue. Out in the green spaces, they were having the prayer time. The New York City police circled them with bullhorns and blue lights and sirens going, and commanded them to break up and disperse. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go through detail after detail of what's happened in the past 30 days that would frighten the average person, that would cause us to think that cannot be happening in America, but it is. But ladies and gentlemen, we find today a number of executives in position as mayors and city council leaders and county commissioners, et cetera, that's setting up orders that supposedly are going to protect us from the coronavirus. It's going to keep us from getting sick. The mayor of New Orleans, for example, by executive order, has shut down the sale of guns and ammunition and any transportation of those same items. How does that stop the coronavirus? The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, also issued an order to stop all gun sales and ammunition sales and prevent any transportation of that taking place. I'm looking at an article. It's outlining several of these, and it's an article by Matt Staver with the Liberty Council. And Matt Staver said, sadly, each and every day panic unfolds. Some government officials at local, state, and national federal levels are robbing Americans of our most basic freedom, including the freedom of worship. Hear me. Matt Staver, Liberty Council, renowned, recognized person for constitutionality and what the Constitution says. Let me read that statement again. It says, opening salvo in this news article. Sadly, as each day of panic unfolds, some government officials at local, state, and federal levels are robbing Americans of our most basic freedom, including the freedom of worship. He gives the example of that, of the mayor in Champaign, Illinois, that banned the sale and the purchase of guns and ammunition and even forcibly taking control of the title of private property in Champaign, Illinois. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on the president to federalize decision-making over whether public assembly of any kind will be allowed. Cuomo also asked the president to call up the U.S. military to handle our domestic response and enforcement of government edicts. Now, perhaps you didn't hear that. Perhaps you didn't understand the depth of that. Perhaps you didn't understand the levity of that and what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very simply this. Let me read it again. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on the president to federalize decision-making over whether public assembly of any kind will be allowed. Cuomo also asked the president to call up the U.S. military. Now, notice he didn't say call up the National Guard. About 30 states have already called in the National Guard. Cuomo is not calling for the National Guard. He's asking for the U.S. military to handle our domestic response and the enforcement of all government edicts. He is saying, ladies and gentlemen, without calling it that, he is pushing the president, asking the president, prodding the president to institute martial law across America. Martial law is where the troops come in and enforce the edicts, the rules, and the regulations of governmental authorities. New York City, this article says New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling on the president to nationalize businesses, mandating the rationing of their goods and services. That is martial law. It is going in. He's wanting to nationalize. That is going in, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government take control of all the businesses. Let's just put it down on the bottom shelf. He's wanting the federal government to come in and take over the operation of shoe shops, hair salons, pizza parlors, all of your restaurants and places of business that's doing manufacturing and delivering of services. Ladies and gentlemen, the pandemic, as it is called, does not reach the level, has not reached the level, and in my most humble opinion, shall not reach the level that will demand the nationalization of the businesses in America and to bring about the violation of what's called the posse comitatus doctrine, which says, and that posse comitatus doctrine, ladies and gentlemen, it says that at no time can American government bring in troops to marshal and to carry out martial law in among the American citizens and to in some way blockade what they do or control the movement and the motion of what citizens do, the United States of America. If it sounds that I'm passionate about the issue, I am. And it's because we're watching our Constitution being trodden underfoot on the premise of this pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. Get your phones ready to call in. I want to hear from you after the news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.